That was much more effective than I expected it to be. Thanks everyone for being here. Thanks to Town Hall and to Jean and the MFA. It's wonderful to just let the language wash over us, which feels much needed to me right now. My name is Amaranth Borsuk, and I teach at UW-Bothell and the MFA program, and I will be moderating the second section. And I will follow Jean's lead with using a timer, and would ask if you see your name coming up in the listing, if you wouldn't mind being prepared to come up. And it's really a joy, and I apologize, it's very hard for me to be the timekeeper, but I'm going to try really hard. Our first reader is Stefania Heim.
Hi, everyone. It's really an honor to be here among you all. I'm going to read two short things. This is, moons can have moons, they're called moon moons. My, for all she touches, for all she sees in the world or recognizes, her joy almost visible, it ricochets back into her teetering little body. And get the moon for me, he does and he doesn't. Is it hubris, I wonder, or something more beautiful? It is always a trick about the moon in the books, a necklace that heals a dying princess, like we're rehearsing the miracle of change and return. I'm not convinced this is it, and I can't tell how I feel. I want to quash the instinct toward ownership early, but I let her wear all the taffeta I denied her sister. Want to take a step back so I can see the orbiting of the orbiting thing, orbiting another thing, and oh, her joy. But from here, I regret something from almost every conversation, and I spin with each thing I hold until it grows smaller, eventually disappears like Monica's moon. Does the metaphor mean I want my shame like a plaything to disarm it, so rarely sure how to read? A light only happens at the end of the world. The window glass flew. Most of the time, we can forget the universe, frankly, is equipped with prohibits. Thanks.
Our next reader is Ray Armantrout.
Poems I was going to read. This is true, I took them out of my purse and I was looking them over, kind of practicing in my head reading them, and they disappeared. So I guess I'm just going to read the one poem that I read at the little Modpo meeting that was before this, much to my own disappointment. Care. Dress like you care. Eat like you care. Care like you care. You don't think apples just grow on trees, do you? A fish taps a clam against a bony knob of coral to crack its shell, which demonstrates intelligence, yes, but is the fish pleased with itself? Alone in your crib, you form syllables. Are you happy when one is like another? Add yourself to yourself. Now you have someone.
Our next reader is Jean Huving.
Hey, I have the pleasure of reading out of a book that just came out, newly in my hands, Mood Indigo. Many thanks to Ken Taylor, the publisher of Selva Oscura Press. This is a 63-page poem, not long pages, but I'm going to read the first two pages has many references to indigo as a dye, Mood Indigo, Duke Ellington, Indigo Histories, etc. So just the first two pages. To begin with ink, I scratch my paper with pen, making abrasions, little torn pieces of pulp, ink soaking into the fibers. My hand moves down the page, ink marking its passage, seeming ahead and behind it. Inks are low-lying grassland subject to flooding by tides. As the salt water rises and seeps into the grass and then quickly covers the depressed land, it makes inky pools of green combed in one direction with few entanglements. Almost a true level between land and high tide makes for a rich sea marsh, lower by a foot or so, nothing but ink grass growing on it. Indigo is a dye extracted from a plant by the same name, but also can be got from woad. The darkest shade, a kind of blue-black, derived from the indigo plant, is the most valuable. Gathered into bundles of stalks, leaves, and flowers, it is mashed in an alkanated vat, submerged underwater for several days, the dross then raked out, and the sediment, the sought-after dye, not to be disturbed in the further ladling off of the liquid. Another technique is to make balls of the gathered wood, stems, and seeds, and let dry, then macerate into a pulp and mix with water affixed with ashlight or other alkaline attitude, or remove only the seeds, wait until the seed pods turn black and begin to open on their own, or at least rattle, and then submerge. Thanks.
The next reader is Ted Hebert.
Thanks. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm going to share just an excerpt from an essay that I'm working on from a book loosely themed around ambiguity. Disorientation exercise. I walk into a park, raise my video camera to chest level and start spinning. Nothing fancy, just turning around and around and around until I fall down. Along the way, I stumble and sometimes catch myself. I look up and around and realize that looking around does little for the project of staying upright. But that's okay. I know from studying dance or martial arts that there would be ways to avoid getting dizzy while spinning. It usually involves fixing the eyes on a point on the horizon or spinning the head first and allowing the body to follow. I don't use those methods. I want to fall down. The idea is to mess up the default ways in which the world appears, to see the world differently. I'm searching for the simplest methods. It takes much less time than I expected, maybe 90 seconds at most, around and around and around, and then I fall down. The attempt to share disorientation presents a logistical conundrum, since in a relatively literal way, disorientation cannot be rendered representationally. That is, representation will inevitably fail to convey disorientation precisely at the point where disorientation itself becomes the subject of communication. Put differently, to talk about disorientation in a way that makes sense is to betray the spirit of that which is under discussion. Much better to simply spin and fall down. It may seem like a dumb thing to do, but as Jean Baudrillard once claimed, when the hypothesis of intelligence becomes dominant, then only stupidity remains sovereign. And so too with a world of too much sense, which can be easily destabilized simply with a spin. It's an imaginary solution to the problem of information, a pataphysical field drawing written on the embodied ground of perception itself, an homage to the famous spirologist Jacob Bernoulli, whose motto, Iada mutata resurgo, stands as a suggestion that after spinning and falling down, I rise again, the same yet changed. Thank you.
can't see any of you right now, but I remember your boots in my head, all the readers. And I really appreciate the fashion tonight. My name is Ever. I'm super happy to be here, and thanks to UWB, our cousins in Seattle. I'm a UWT person. And I'm excited to be here. This is my first larger public appearance without boobs. This is the most exciting thing. all night I've been like, what were they doing there in the first place? I brought two poems, and I wanted to invite all of you to help me decide which one to read. Is that okay?
Yeah.
One poem is called, and I'll ask in a second, one poem is called Talking with My Kitten. The other is called World War III. So we have got kitten, we got World War III. If you could just say it out loud.
Kitten!
So I'm hearing a lot of kittens and a lot of World War III. Are they different? I'm going to read the kitten one. This is called Talking with My Kitten About World War III. What else could go wrong? The real poem I brought, I literally can't remember its title. It's sometimes untitled, so we'll just roll with that. Thank you. I love this audience. You're just talking at me. The body. The body pushes sutures to surface by isolating and strangling the foreign material from blood and capillaries sent to compost the stitch. In the same way that neon is a gas made visible by sealing away other gases, which is why neon is so popular in space and stars so fashionable, which is not exactly unlike the closets of queer people who clad their star bodies with stars, avoiding solidity in neon capillaries, which when you think of it, has everything to do with monsters who become history when Pliny the Elder wandered around Caucasia, which was not a home for white people, but was a place before race became a wound that devours its sutures. Or a monster, which might be a geography of famine, entire regions of people whose value is predicated on monstrosity, which does not dissolve in the body, or flash with light angular as flaming, or light this planet with economy rather than stars, and a persistent assimilation of who is worthy of saving. And all of this is to say that wounds wander our bodies from ancestor to ancestor, which is why all of us hurt so much, licking open our wounds. Thank you.
Our next reader is Douglas Kearney.
All right, so here's some brand new dances. Do the cruise line up, slow grind up. Line up, everybody, for the rocking and rolling you all in the groove from the windows to the walls. Hump that back, then bend them knees, grind in tight on the one you're with it down to the floor in this funky ass joint to dawn till dark. Fall next on deck, a new cut, y'all ain't never heard, but the man on the wheel will make you move that hot body from coast to coast. Who got the most soul, folk? Want to hear y'all holler? Follow these steps. If you step, your best not too fast, not too far, not too low. Might catch the blues on the one and three. Damn it, don't lose the rhythm. Gonna bring that beat back now. Know how my crew, and I do best believe we're gonna see y'all work it. Do the backseat jam. Stop there, fam, and jump to the brand spanking. Back again, you know how it go. Throw your hands in the air when the light's on. Maestro, raise the baton and swing till you feel it, the beat that's taking over. The street to the club, when I say you say, ow! It thumps, let me see those hands. All the people in the beat, quiet. Get down on the floor like you know this'll be the sure shot hit. Sweat through your clothes, you wanna, you gotta, you better put your hands. Get ready, you ain't ready, for you gonna listen up just as easy as falling off a countdown. Three, do it till it's done, to the two, the ones in blue, show them what you said to do, to the zeros in brown, to the back, to the back. Now you know you right in the jam. Do the 6-foot jump down. Back with the
the dusty, how we get it in till they'll cut it loose, just like mama done it all the way live and direct. You dead on it like pops, hit the floor to that old gritty sound when it's spinning and the party get low, people in the groove, somebody scream, the party rock till the lights go dark. Can't feel the rhythm, better lay it back easy when the horns blow, you know the time, dig it, then you're gonna break down. Show them what you got, nobody still standing up against the wall. Last call, all you peep, the beat fade to my folk in black, don't wave your hands, just crisscross, people look live.
Yeah. Our next reader is Larissa Lai.
I have an Han right up to the last minute of whether it be fiction or poetry. I think I'll read just a couple of pages from the Tiger Flu. So it's the sort of mid to distant future. There's a village of clones at the end of the world. And even if she is our last doubler, I don't want Auntie Radix to have Peristrophe Haliana's eyes. Auntie Radix already took Peristrophe Haliana's liver a week ago, and one of her kidneys 4 weeks before that. Auntie Radix says that it is the duty and nature of a starfish to give. I tell her it is the duty and nature of a doubler to know when to stop asking. Peristrophe Haliana and I have seen the new monsoons only 19 times each. We are barely old enough to do what we do. Auntie Radix has been drenched by the rains 48 times. It should be her job to sacrifice for us and not the other way around. It's a good thing that memory is not a part of the body that can be cut out, or no doubt she would ask for Peristrophe Haliana's memory too. I bite back my resentment. Radix Bupluri is our queen, not to mention the eldest of the 83 sisters who live at Grist Village and a direct descendant of Grandma Chan Ling. She is well past a healthy age for childbearing, but she is also our last doubler. With our death rates, we Grist sisters go the way of the dodo unless she keeps birthing puppies. Yes, from her midnight egg space and pop, out her who, once plump and fresh, now floppy as an old sock. Still juicy to her young groom who loves her. For me, nothing about her is juicy. Everything is duty. That means grit and grin through every whim and tantrum. I sigh. I clean, then sharpen my knives on my precious whetstone. Don't you know that diamonds are a girl's best friend? We made the whetstone ourselves, crushed so many engagement rings from the skeletons of the time before. Six glass towers full of nice ladies, sweet, so sweet. Purdy, the scavenger aunties tell me. Purdy is cover girl, wonderful wonderbra, guess, by George Marciano. Purdy and thin as skin and bones. They had time to work off the weight, time to rot, time to mummify. For every season, there is a reason. Off their skinny dead fingers, the scavenger aunties took their diamonds, crushed those doggies to a coarse salt, and made me my whetstone. Now I smooth my blade, one, two, three. All that love from the time before rushes into my shiv.
Our next reader is Donato Mancini.
From the 13th century, so from about 1280 in northern France. A tree frog's song drew blood from a whale on the ocean floor, while a water nymph hoisted the same beyond St. Omer. A mute arrived singing, wordlessly, as loud as he could. If not for Varnavilliers, they would have drowned in the veins of the head of a wild boar. An Itchmite's left foot kicked at a lion, so hard that it hurt. A jester's marrow grabbed at a lime, who choked up with rage when a robber arraigned him. But the beak of a greenfinch so completely undid them that the fluff of a gosling hauled all of Paris away. I saw the whole sea gathered on land to fight a tourney, and a pea's porridge mounted a cat to become our king, when I do not know what took Calais and Saint-Omer and skewered them on a spit, forcing them into retreat over Mont Saint-Éloi. Some chicken fat chewed on a stew of pont and verberie. A little cock's beak met no resistance and took Normandy, and a rotten apple who'd smashed with a mallet Paris, Rome, and Syria cooked them in a fricassee that none could eat without laughing. A mixed up dice carried Saint Denis into Montdidier. A red-legged partridge dragged all of Paris over Saint-Riquier. But the foot of a plover on the Senlis bell tower started shrieking so loud it completely shook up the Montpellier bourgeoisie. Thank you.
Our next reader is Natalie Martinez. One poem, it's a newer poem, and it came about after reading the anthology by the name of Red Start, Ecology. I think I've been thinking a lot through illness about the ecologies in our own bodies, and I've been thinking about the color behind our closed eyes just before pleasure. This Red Start. Because there was no subject, no landscape, eye or eyes to speak of, her calculus of grief biting down on my shoulder, engendering here. In each bone locatable, the summit of mountain, shale, oriel, bedrock, bursting lattice, brake lights, nosebleeds, fall leaf, their sugars, wet blade, flicker, uncomplicated sour, cherry, the bondage of empires, closed irises. Scrim of pink light, mercury before it poisons, mercy before it poisons. Its electricity chairs a movement, choirs its boys in canyon. Where can language lie, be drawn, be swelling, when her wrists are my undoing, even I tire discovery. I know this, I knew this then, to keep time our metonymy from feeling, souvenir the sternum, meridian the sirens and substitutes. How to hold you this way, unarmed, awake, and preparing the welt, the way winter starves organs and stores seed without horror scope. This is what I've been working on, being my own God, even with all the other landscapes inside me. I've been standing, ampersanding for hours, this space of unwanting tautology, undoing harness, its horns, its hearses. These small shimmerings, shh, shh, roll over. This is our red start, incandescent husk, hunting them inside the eye, creosote, copal, and its invisible new sentences, sediment, chaparral. A sacred aquifer spills pollen, prayers shed hair, and our series of harms. They arc back to a beloved, their pelvis once above you, but now the plain sea floor. As estranged as solar, the plexus pleading us back into forgetting grass and fur, war, or that audible struggle of birds, the bell, her mouth. Thank you. Next reader is Nadine Maestas.
from my series called Imperialism is Sweet as Insult. Deliberately flying rock or entire space rock shower, you wouldn't wait another 60 particles in verb forms. Love is an empire of signs, a bolt of lightning, a fabric of hot breath. Constellations no one could paint, the wearing and destroying of flowers. Becoming entranced a verb, all hot and bottled up with expectation, sapient expectation. Call me rampant love, lovesick slave or wounded bird. Call me inimical or half past seven. If you come to the library, I apologize. Love is transportation. The theaters of everywhere, like invisible circuits, connecting and deciding if poetry. Thank you.
Our next reader is Sarah Mangle.
So these are for Hilma af Klint, who's a Swedish artist and medium. And there's a little bit of Swedish in here, but you'll be okay. Your eyes, animal, blue maniac, law black to light, a superstition I might render to a small point. Flowers everywhere, manifest incantation, Mandelblume blah, Mandelblume vit, Mandelblume orange, Mandelblume lila. Your eyes, marigold, blue flower, sky everywhere. We have forget-me-nots. We have a host of so-called. We have a host. Art bluma, blumensblad. Oh, pink rose. Oh, a chain of evolution. Plus sign equals superphysical thought. X equals superphysical imagination. Dear Hilma, I want to write to you on a sheet of pink, wanting pink to call you Hilma. I have something to say in limited time. Pink corners of conversation, starting point 0000.
Our next reader is Joe Maludis.
I'm going to read from one example. Oh, wait, did we get the stage left, stage right, wrong? Or no, oh, you're being suspenseful. Good, I like that. So this is a creative interpretation of Michael Myers' alchemical emblem book, Atalanta Fugiens, which I recently completed. I'm just in the midst of reformatting these alchemical posters. So Arendt Spicer is going to show you what we got here, and I'll sort of read this as sort of like, so, a work of art is not nothing, for first it must allow a loophole in reality, an ampersand in which serpent-shaped it goes. It winds inside a powering like a spring within a clock, and yet is beyond time's wicked beat. While terrible people corner this infinity and try to lay it low, their springes to catch the woodcock cannot contain the dragon law. A negation that's alien even to itself, strobing quicksilver, this philosophical dragon meets Sol and Luna out clubbing, that shitty pair again. Kill me. They can barely understand a painting, lest it's on a salver. Seriously, they're dim-witted, cruel, cosmic, powerful, sexed up with lots of money. Their pent energies are poorly spent, For youthful harassment of this mysterious serpent, they must repent or remain merely ourful. Thank you.
Our next reader is Robert Mittenfall.
Say love, your hurt reason. Say murder, now for the real thing. For good or evil engaged. For spectacle, for a magical and orgiastic state. For heights fortified with knowledge. This one is beautiful, very beautiful. Just as Hercules is useless, very useless. Epicurus set down his weapons, hydra, boar, lion, the forum covered with corpses. For mortality, as Melville understood it, for the mind of North America, sliced in three, no house, no ship, no palace, in pursuit of fast food, sponsors, mouths, mines, and markets, squadrons and adventurous kings. This edible connotation, contraries in a black box, less monstrous burning clouds, froze upon hitting the air, shipwreck perhaps with too many survivors. The miserable list. Here comes denial, no possibility of change. Here comes eye roll. They said leave no footnotes. They said don't fire until you see the whites. The eggshells, the blood orange communes. Let us extinguish light and shadow. Let us reverse cinematic shock and abolish magic machismo. They set out to destroy thatched huts. Social compunction until sodality goes poof, until heroic fade to black, frantic circuit to synapse. Remember the Empire State, plates hand-painted and or irradiated. They said, believe nothing. They said, manipulate yourself. Motto for self cannibalizing, whole in one. Leaderless black jacket, immune from stunts and strategies, our Puritan misanthrope refused to look back. I liked your interior style sheet, almost no compunction, commas, but no periods. I'd embraced the alien literature as if 6 feet under. We succumbed to Occam's signature cut and fell in with the in crowd. Here comes denial, no possibility of change. Here comes eye roll.
Our next reader is Paul Nelson.
It's a blessing to have you all here. Thanks for coming. Yeah. Frida 1 and 2. Woo. Frida smiles and winks at the camera. Frida, after surrealism, after two abortions, after 1925 streetcar accident and iconic unibrow Adagin sees as blackbird wings, I think, after Diego and machismo in black, yellow, red, tan dress, I am not sick, she says. Shot by her lover in color, never wincing as far as I can see, conditioning an image eternal for sainthood. I am not sick. 35 operations, 2 abortions, surrounded by skulls, pentadine, morphine, not sick, says she. Broken. Two. Frida, let your hair down. Frida, don't look at me like that. Frida, leave Diego. Do not walk. Bolt. Frida, won't you steal the masculine hat of the accident you call Diego and bury it behind Casa Azul? Frida in living color. Frida festooned in Mexican reds and blacks and tans, golds, yellows, y rosados y blanco rosas. Frida, why was surrealism a Mexican breakfast while the feet of the wounded table bleed and you paint tendrils on your 1940 image? And only the skull smiles. Frida, who let the spider monkey loose to carry on and live carnal dreams alongside deer, turtle doves, parrots, una familia sustituta con el elefante y la paloma Diego y tú?
Dime, Frida, de qué color es la flor en que tus cenizas esparcidas en la selva se convirtieron? Frida, tell me, what is the color of the flower your jungle scattered ashes became?
Our next reader is Alden Nielsen.
I want to mention that over on the free book table, there's some more free books. Think Books, Make Now Books, and I think there's still at least one there from the aforementioned Selva Oscura, thanks to Ken Taylor. That's a book by Hugh Waltha, who no doubt would be reading here were he not a dead man. Also not free, please look for the collected poems of Lorenzo Thomas from Wesleyan University. Have you used up my 2 minutes? Okay. Two very small songs. Chicken, rice, egg. Arrive together, one atop the other. I begin with the chicken, rice, thinking the egg came after. The rice rises to embrace the egg that spreads like a duvet just touching on the chicken. Not chicken noodles, not egg noodles. Rice supports an economy of wonder, a fantasia of firsts. Of Alden D. and Vivian Lee. You'll be the death of me yet, they'd say. They would say that, though less and less to me, as I came to be of an age, and as they passed 50 years in their language, less and less to anyone. But to see the one who bore my name before me, follow the one who bore me, will be the death of me yet. Thank you very much.
Our next reader is Caitlin Oppegard.
This is so cool. Okay. Speechrock. If all of this is true, violence is a silence and hurt is a crust. To cut teeth is to slice gums, bone to air. It is acceptable to turn the body inside out this way. The day lily unfurls by the hour to expire by the moon. But if our skin were to slough, our bodies to peel, to open, we'd die. The nature of things is non-universal. Bring the world into guts. Steep me in earth as the world has wasted in us. Stewing takes time. It will macerate. It will die. It will change the current seeds. Thank you.
Our next reader is Bob Perlman.
In Troy, folk wisdom. The mind, they say, is like a clit or supernatural fingertip, a sensitivity far beyond the spurious permanence of names. And the best thing, or at least the best thing so far, is that this unavoidable sensitivity leaves everything up in the air for the newcomers, the not yet speaking, the infants. Bigger than big. Zeus savors the smoke of perfectly spiced barbecue. And when the really nice wine spills on the proper surface, that's also a thing he greatly enjoys. He's way up there, but the scent arrives full-bodied. Like they say, just because you're already on high, no reason not to get a little high. Sensory bliss, snorted. tact in Troy. In the early 21st century, we're still finding out about our miraculous powers amid this jumbled crowd of hulking buildings, ton upon ton of exquisitely priced brick, chrome spun almost too fine to see, the entire weight of this exacting knowledge, so easy for our miracle bombs to blow up, which everybody knows, but has presents to get and other friendly things to do, because we like each other as much as ever.